Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord. We are reflecting on the readings for the third Sunday of Lent, year A. First reading taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verses 3 to 7. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 95. Second reading taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 to 2, 5 to 8. Gospel reading taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 5 to 42. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, He loved first, and so try Him. He loved us first, and so let us go back to Jesus, in other words. We have faith and will be judged fairly by God, because the Lord first loved us. And St. Paul says in today's second reading that what proves that God loves us is that Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And that is God's love in action, my brother, my sister. Thus, it is obvious in today's first reading that the Lord, who loves us and comes to us, is aware of our yearnings. And despite our negative attitudes and sinful state, He will come to address our problems and our worries. In spite of their lack of belief in His word and promises, the Lord addressed the plights of the Israelites in the desert. He quenched their thirst and satisfied their hunger. Yes, although we are not deserving of His love, He comes to us and heals us. His love, therefore, is unconditional. If the Lord's love is unconditional, why do we depend less on faith in Christ Jesus and more on earthly goods and pleasures in the face of problems, failures, and tribulations? We must not forget, my brothers, my sisters, that despite the enjoyments derived in having power, wealth, shelter, companionship, and friendship, we often remain deeply unhappy, and some end up dancing with the devil, which paves the way for myriads of disappointments. Thus, the following words of Scripture must always be at the back of our minds. Man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Deuteronomy 8, chapter 3. The Scripture also says, apart from me, you can do nothing. John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 5. Therefore, my brother, my sister, in order to keep in check that unending crave for more earthly satisfaction, we must seek and stay with the One who made us righteous and at peace with God, and whose hope and love are not deceptive. By so doing, my brother, my sister, we will be blessed, because despite our faults, our Lord Jesus will come to our homes and enter our hearts to resolve our quest in life. Yes, my brother, my sister, in spite of the divide between the Jews and Samaritans, our Lord Jesus, in today's gospel, was willing to ask the Samaritan woman for water in exchange for His living water. And so, despite our faults, the Lord is willing to share with us His life-giving blood and spirit. He is willing to divinize our hearts and minds. But we must let go of those earthly pleasures blocking the flow of His divine life in us. Thus, like the Samaritan woman, we must forego the water jar of earthly pleasures, accept the Lord in truth and spirit, and help others to do the same. Now is the time to try the one who knows us, but willing to forgive us, reinfuse in us His spirit, and lead us into a new and greater realm of an unending life and happiness. And so, my brother, my sister, we must not forget that He loved first and will love last those who come to Him. Let us go to Him and stay with Him and beg Him to stay with us, to bless us, anoint us, renew us, revive us, and give to us that which belongs to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.